The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're here talking life, love after a lockup.
Life, love, man. After lockup. They, again, I know we say it, but they're idiots. I bet they lose a lot of people because
still love after lockup,
it.
Right?
Like, is it? Why?
No, I'm saying it's the premise. You know, we're still chasing.
But a lot of people
here.
Don't even know it's on.
Yeah,
because their TV doesn't record it or something.
Right. Yeah. Regardless, we're here and we're about to kick off February, which is wild.
20 years from now, what will Michael and Sarah look like? And it'll be fascinating to see these reality TV.
So I caught a glimpse of, this makes me think of Teen Mom OG Caitlin.
I just saw a clip of her on TikTok.
Turning into her mother. Like, she looks exactly like her mom now. It's wild to watch someone go from like a child to their mom.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
when you look in the mirror, yeah, and see it too, it's freaky.
I feel like Sarah will look like her mother, whatever her mom looks like.
I know I won't run into any childhood friends because I don't live in the area, but it'll be funny for you to see your friends grow up and turn into their moms as you remember their mom when you're a kid.
Yeah,
you won't
wild.
See yourself, but you see them.
Right.
Like my brother, my twin, and I talk shit about him behind his back. And like, fuck, I hope I don't look old and beat like he does. You know, I'm in denial.
We're all in denial. I know. Sick. All right. Before we get into it, we're kicking off a brand new motherfucking month starting tomorrow over on Patreon.
My God, February. Please don't come.
I know. God, it's both of our birthdays. As well, so send your gifts in the mail. But we are doing a lot of fun stuff in February, starting off with dropping our interview with Ari from 90 Day the Other Way tomorrow. That will be available everywhere. The video will be exclusively on Patreon for our Fight Club and Dictatorship. What up, folks? And then we're going to be doing everything. Bling Empire.
Ari.
We're talking Wendy Williams.
Ari.
Justine Force.
Wendy fucking Williams.
Ooh, I got a lot of thoughts.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're dropping that. Welcome to Plathville. We're going to get back into Valentine's Day rewatch.
There's just a little question I have. This is why the whole time she's watching, I have so many thoughts, but she kept saying, oh, I'm Mrs. Hunter. I'm Mrs. Hunter. Even a month before they broke up, she was posting a picture of them saying, oh, we've been together 25 years. And I guess she says but then I had a plan. It was a plan. I don't believe she ever had a plan. And she was just kind of backed up into a wall to divorce this lunatic. And it's like the thing was just to get back at the ex-husband. And she's just sobbing and crying on national television about him cheating on you.
Yeah.
It gave him too much satisfaction. There's nothing worse than just being out of someone's life. Don't make an entire movie about how this lunatic ruined your life. 25 years is not someone else's fucking problem. That's a choice you make to be with someone for 2-5 years. I mean, come on, right?
That is part,
you can't.
You hear the passion in her voice.
You can't blame all. It's not all Kevin Hunter's fault at this point, right?
No.
25 years is a long time. You're not locked up.
Got to be honest, it was rough because I don't watch Wendy.
Starting with the raping,
but the documentary was like. It was like a sad
Her
Mariah
face.
Carey to me. Yeah.
Like it was Yeah. She did not look well, and she wouldn't look at the camera.
It was
and
weird.
She didn't have any makeup on, she looked the worst I've ever seen her. I don't understand. Does she have a friend? If I saw you and you look, you're sit, laying there like you're at the therapist's office.
I know.
I mean, all right,
save it for the episode.
I'm
put
sick.
A pause on
I'm
it.
Sick about it.
I know. We gotta record that soon before it fades. We gotta do that tomorrow.
I gotta rewatch. I gotta watch it from beginning to end because I was in and out.
All right, hop on it. All right, and welcome to our new Fight Club member, Sydney. Thanks for joining us. We love you. Welcome. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Also, check out our Facebook group, Escape to Reality Fight Club. It is a group.
Escape to Reality Fight Club. Join it. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, and people are in there having convos. Go join the community. It's fun. We pop in from time to time too, but mainly we leave it to the wild ones on there. All right, let's get into it. We have to start with John and the sister trying to make moves.
What a heck, daddy?
Okay. I just where? What's the? How is he pulling women? And like, how is this?
He's got
sister
some charm.
Like out here. She's like getting denied and still trying to make moves. Like he's Brad Pitt.
And I feel like the sister really doesn't think the other sister will mind. Like they're just sharing.
Right. It's like a very like a sister wives vibe. Yeah. Like she's
I'm
trying
almost
to set
into
up.
It. Well, I'm when almost he was, like, into it. Really.
When he was sitting there, like. Listen, you know, it's been nice to have kind of a partner for the last 9 months. It's like a partner.
Kind of nice, you know. He's footing the bill. He needs some companionship.
Right.
Grandma's in there. I mean, don't set the house on fire.
Grandma with a full face of makeup.
If it keeps her off meth. And
oh, that's it? John's dick is a solution.
Hey, maybe he's got the magic stick and sperm, you know. Goes right down.
It's a
real
mess.
That's what the doctor ordered. He's a lunatic, but he seems nice.
I know. I just kept thinking like that first scene where he was like laying on the bed.
Oh my God.
When we interviewed him, when he joined our live, he was laying on the bed like that.
It was that
like,
bedboard.
It was that,
that
bed.
Headboard.
And it looked like he had food in his room. It's a very weird situation.
He has a refrigerator. He had looked like 100
it's like
bottles
he's,
on
he's
the wall.
Treating his room like a dorm room, like everything he needs in one space, but he has a home. Very
seems
odd.
Like he lives in the basement and he's like a teenager.
You know what? That might be like prison behavior. Maybe he's just like stockpiling shit. Like, you know, like he's, I just love him. Like, you know, we're both cons. Like I keep remembering, cause I was drunk too when we talked to him, but not like you, but like the fact that he
that was
really
better
was,
for him.
He was really trying to like set himself up. Like he was Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie. Catch Me If You Can. Like that he was like the mastermind of all masterminds.
Yes. He's so proud of himself. Was he screwing the sister then? No, he wasn't. Why? This is more recent.
This might have been when we talked to him, probably. Because he said they were
maybe
still
right
with
around
him.
There. Yeah, that's true. He did seem very satisfied too.
She gives like the sister gives me real macho vibes. The way she like straddled him, like saddled up onto him. It was like, whoa, this is aggressive.
He definitely has a boner. There's no way. And he turned it down, but he's not turning it down in the basement.
Oh no.
They're definitely have had
in
sex.
In the dark?
Yeah.
And I think they haven't had sex, but they will. Like because I don't think she would have taken him not kissing her if they'd fucked before. She would have been like, what the
that's
fuck?
True.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
I don't think they've hooked up.
When
she seems
like,
psychotic.
When he said, I miss you, miss you terribly. She's like, you said my name, Tara. It's so crazy.
Oh, it was weird.
She was very catching weird. On, right?
Christiana, you think? I don't know. I love her just like, well, you know, I gained 35 pounds. And he's like, oh, that's all right. I thought that was sweet. He was like, that means
too.
She's clean. You know,
I loved that. That's why I'm like, hey, screw the whole family. Keep them happy. Feed them. Keep them off the streets. I think if you're better off with if everybody's okay with it and everybody's healthier, as you know, to each their own. I find it healthier if the women aren't related. It's kind of gross if the sisters are swapping. Is that really? But
very
if it's
sick.
Like separate women from different
oh, that's weirder
the
too?
Earth, that's okay.
Oh, that's
it's weirder to me that it's banging family. Like
okay,
that.
Thank God. I thought you were saying the opposite. I thought you were
saying, the opposite.
Fine,
the opposite.
Random.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But if you know, I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder what's going to happen when Christiana. It's like there's one thing if your sister steals your clothes,
right?
I don't know. Right. The mom's like, I know you're fucking him, Tara. You little slut.
I love the mom coming through with the like face of makeup. Like she was really like, it was great.
She's got to get to bingo in that COVID. Right? She's a COVID snack.
Oh my God. Absolutely. COVID snack. That's so inappropriate.
She's gone. I mean, they got to put her away.
She needs to stay inside.
I love her.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I thought that was pure comedy.
I just don't want to hurt poor little Christiana's feelings. I hope that they have an agreement or something. Maybe they won't screw.
Man,
if Tyler even let my sister sit on his lap, I'd have to stab both of them.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's very crazy.
And for so long and to hold, they were gazing
especially
into
like
each other's eyes.
In jail and you're like, this is the move. It's just unbelievable to me. It really shows you the type of person she is.
So desperate.
Oh, yeah.
And women think that that's their commodity.
Right.
That's where she's probably making money, too. That's the sad thing, huh? Poor little Christiana.
Yeah.
I got to get on keto. Poor thing. She's so sweet.
Stay sober. That's what she's got to do. All right. Sean and Destiny, shall we?
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was boring, but it was anything but.
When she called him a trick. At the end, I was like, yeah, that's exactly. I mean, what do you want me to say? You were just you're a trick. You're
that's
trick
the truth.
Real shit. That's what she said. I was like, fuck yeah. Love it. Oh my God.
She is so ruthless.
Ruthless. What are you doing? Get the fuck away from me. It's like, literally, he's a dumbass, but he did put up 50 grand for you. And it's like, you could give a shit. Hilarious. She doesn't care at all.
Somebody interviewed, I'll pull it up, interviewed Kelly, and supposedly he has lost the 50K.
Oh, well, yeah, because she got arrested.
I was thinking she got arrested when she went back to her court date.
Oh. But,
you know, I didn't, it says you, Sean Osborne loses 50K. YouTuber, according to Amber, recently dished some piping hot tea on Love After Lockup cast member Sean Osborne. His ex, Kelly, recently dished on their baby daddy. Turns out Destiny failed to show up for a court date. This left him to pick up the tab. Along with having to pay the 50K, Kelly dished that Destiny wiped out Sean's 401K as well. And she's wiped him out financially. So
guess what? She didn't wipe out his 401K.
He did.
He did.
He's an idiot.
So let's not play the blame game here. He's the idiot.
Sorry, Wendy.
He's being told to his face to get the fuck away that she doesn't give a fuck about him. And he's like, well, I think, you know, if she gets out, you know, we just go back to Vegas. Everything's fine. It's like, what? Insane.
Calling a fiance. She's almost laughing in his face.
Yeah, I just. Yeah,
it's fascinating.
Ridiculous.
And she's sick. She's saying he's lying. She is the liar.
I don't know what she's fixated on, like his violation. I mean,
she's
yeah,
just trying to come up with anything.
Yes. She's like when he asked her point blank, like, are you engaged? She's like, you're a fucking trick.
She didn't say no.
No, yeah. She did not. She just looked at him like, well,
I love it. She was great.
Hilarious.
And she looked healthier there.
Yeah, but the one interview, she looks very weird.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like she sucked in the sides of her face, you know?
Yes.
It's like, not a good look.
And then when she was sitting in the car, she looked like a normal person again.
Mm-hmm.
But then a night before, she looked cracked out. So
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious she did something. So everybody said
her hair, when she turned around, those curls were very pretty.
Yeah, she
did
nice curls.
I
know.
She has pretty hair.
Yeah.
It's that jail hair, though. They love that long hair.
Yes, they do. They just let it go.
There's something to that, I guess. I guess they can't cut it.
You think they'd find a way.
They have to have a spa or someone come in and cut people's hair. Or a person spotted. They must have people come on and do their toes and stuff. People's feet get their nails get crazy. This is something I wonder.
Jail. Yeah, no,
I wonder what they do.
Their toenails and cutting.
They
give
them some toenail clippers.
Great call, because is that a weapon?
And you could really like slash somebody's throat.
A file, maybe. Somebody let us know, guys. DM us if you know the answer.
You could clip somebody real good.
Oh, yeah.
Take a chunk of skin.
Yeah.
The clipper.
All right.
I wonder. We never asked that. We'll have to ask Tracy.
Yeah, a great call. Next time we interview one of these people, let's ask these people.
And do they give you a tampon? Like, how do honestly do you say, oh, I, you know, when's it coming and how do you get it? And do you have to call room service? Like, what happens here?
Great, great question.
I wonder.
Write it down.
If you all flush right. the tampon, does the jail person come yell at you like your husband?
Yeah, right. I told you that jail show I watched on Netflix, they were like flushing entire like lives down this tube of toilets and meeting people on the bowl. Great show.
Right. Oh, classic. God. I hope I don't end up in prison someday.
I know we talk about it enough. Nice. Okay. Who's next? Sarah and Michael? Malcolm? Nutting up?
Malcolm looked ugly.
But great move.
Michael looked more handsome than Michael.
Okay. You're
than
sick.
Malcolm. Something, this is really sick, but Michael looked healthier and he looked good in the yellow shirt.
Okay.
I'll give him that. I have to say, only time I've ever looked at him and thought, huh, he looks decent. You know, he looked good in the yellow shirt. I don't know, but okay.
I think her.
Not that I think he looks good in any way. Don't get, I mean, I feel it's sick.
What
I even
just
said it.
No, I'm just
but yeah, I know, right? But I don't know.
I think that his, like her, just when she opens up, she's like, so, you know. He's been living with the girls and I for about a week and it's been going well. She's acting like they've like made a milestone of like achievement. And it's
her
like, you're letting someone who's a bum who has no home stay at your home. Don't act like you're suddenly a family. And I hate when. Okay.
Sick.
Is this wrong of me? And I could be a complete asshole for thinking this. Once you get divorced, you are no longer a family. Or if you've never been married. Like,
well,
are you a family if you don't live under the same house in the sense of parents and children?
You're kind of family, but you share kids and like just try to not scream at each other.
Right. Right.
I think it is, but you just don't say it that way.
Like for her to
she
just
kept
keep saying
that like they're Ray Romano over there.
Of course,
like,
of course it's family, right? Like we're related.
They're not family.
But you're not a nuclear family. Like when she keeps saying like, listen, I got to do what's right for my family.
Yeah.
It's like I have to take my family serious.
You and your daughters. Like,
yes,
Michael's not your family.
Daughter. Exactly. Yeah. That's my issue. It's like she's trying to like make Malcolm feel like a dick because he has an issue with Michael crashing with her. It's like you guys aren't together.
No,
Malcolm you're not a fucking family.
Malcolm is a genius for getting the fuck away from them.
Thank God. You know what though? Smart guy. Got to give him credit. He didn't waste his time. He read the tea leaves and said, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Oh, they were there to break up.
Yeah.
He didn't like her. And what time are they eating? Can't we shoot a show? I guess it was, is it Corona time? And did they, and so I did see someone wearing a mask in the back and maybe they have to do that for, but why can't he just, why did they go out to eat? I don't know. I guess it's just for show.
Well, where else are they going to go, you know?
Well, if there's nobody else in there, it just seemed weird. Like, there's nobody else in the restaurant. It's
One
in the afternoon. They're eating lasagna. It's like, it just seemed so staged.
Mm-hmm.
And she answers the phone. Of course, you know, you would not answer the phone. She wanted to talk about it.
Of course.
Not now, Michael. Not now.
Ridiculous.
In reality shows, I don't mean to pull back the fourth wall or whatever, but they wouldn't hear his conversation, right? Or was it on speaker?
It was on
Wasn't
speaker.
She up? Oh, okay. She's so pathetic and she's drinking her wine like, oh, I'm just going to go screw Michael now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The smile on her face when she said, he's been living with us for about a week tells you everything you need to know.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Michael, I mean, I feel like I'm really going to regret saying that he looked okay. I just thought it was, you know, it's not a wife beater. It looked like a nice, clean, crisp shirt. That's all.
You had to clarify that before we move on.
People are really going to be like, you said it, Justin.
You did.
All right. I know.
All right. Puppy and Amber. the morning after.
I'm bored and offended. I don't know. I'm offended for all lesbians worldwide.
I don't. I think we've. This is the. I don't need to see any more of this, I guess, because we're not getting. I'm not getting any fun like post jail hustles. I'm just getting like a woman
sad.
Who, yeah, it's sad. I think Puppy like desperately. I think wants to be in a relationship with her, and Amber's out here hustling, about to have a dude out of prison, not saying a word and fucking this chick. I don't know. I have an issue with it. Doesn't
she was only gay for stay, like she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's a liar.
She just wanted a side chick. I think that's what it is. And like Puppy wants a relationship.
Yeah. Puppy fell in love.
Oh yeah.
Poor Puppy.
Puppy fell for Puppy.
How do you become Puppy? I know. I see. It's not even her real name. It just says Puppy up on the screen too.
It says Puppy. Her name is.
And Amber. They did say it at one point. Oh, okay. I thought, but I can't remember because Puppy is it for me. I mean, I would almost name a kid Puppy. I all like it almost. Like we were talking about Tiger Woods and tigers become normal. Puppies become normal. I don't even think about it. And she's beautiful. I like, she seems very nice. She'll probably go murder somebody, but.
I know, right? We're probably suckers, but I do feel for her. It seems like a fucked up situation.
Man.
Who else? What do we have left? Oh, Brittany and Marcelino and the mom. Man, so I didn't realize this was like a generational, like just the mom, grandmother fucked everybody up. That's who they were talking about, right? It's her mom?
Right, right. You know, my boyfriend in high school, his mom had fibromyalgia. And then they gave her a bag of pills and he was hawking them at school, popping them.
The second she told that story, it's like, that is pill addiction in America. That's exactly how it happens. That's how kids are suddenly stealing it from their parents. Yeah. Like, I remember when my grandma, she died of emphysema.
Really?
The amount of pills that were in her house was, like, insane. We could have freaking went to Hawaii, like, selling those pills. It was insane. Just so much shit.
It's crazy. And as you get older, it's just.
Right. It's wild.
That's why, like, with DeAndra, when they're talking about all the pills and stuff, you shouldn't just have pills lying around. And that bag of pills that Lisa Rinna had, they try to normalize that. That's not normal.
Right. No, definitely.
People don't need medicines like that. If you ate, you might, but even vitamins, we just need to eat better food a lot of the time. I mean, you can get.
Pill situation in this country is out of control.
Right. I mean, I understand some people need medicine, but it's like people then. Just keep getting surgeries just to get pills. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just am always so impressed with how Brittany, just the emotional maturity and growth that she demonstrates like every week, like her talking to her mom and telling her like, listen, you need to face this and you need to move on from this. And it's like, you know, it's like, she's almost like a therapist, you know, it's like
she should do that.
She's very insightful. She's really trying to help and she's fucked up herself. You know what I mean? So it says a lot about her character for sure.
She picked the right guy because if she would have picked somebody different than Marcelino, someone who wants chaos, she'd be fucked. He wants to live a nice life, take care of his kids, break the cycle.
Yep.
I love how he says no one has to be there for you. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So true.
He's brutal, but it's honest. And
yep.
I want to punch Tyler for that sometimes. You forget that he's super educated too because he wants to just go play poker, but
I know, right?
He seems like an idiot, but he did he has sat through a bunch of classes and I know
some dumb educated people though.
He's got layers to him that you don't see.
Yeah, definitely.
As an addict, you are considered. I love this line that he says, as an addict, you're considered a non-contributor. The way he talks, he really cracks me up.
No, non-contributor. It's like, sounds like the IRS.
Such a weird phrase.
You're contributing
member
to your household. Yeah.
What are your kids contributing? I mean, it was a weird way to put things.
Yeah. I wish them the best as always.
Yeah, we're done with them though. Like, take them off the screen.
Same.
Send mama to Alaska.
I'm also done with Quaylon and Chevelle. We barely got anything of them, right?
Right. So it's D-Mark. Is his name maybe DeMarcus? Or is D-Mark?
No, it just says D-Mark.
Oh, okay.
Marcus,
okay. And he hates, people are like, I think they're fucking online, which I thought was hilarious, but he just hates, he just loves his cousin. I feel, I don't think he's,
I think he just hates him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a combination.
And he's seen, and he loves his niece probably.
And just like her face. Oh God. Just like that look that people get when they're like excited around someone that she's just can't get off her face, but she's trying to act like she's not excited and trying she's to tell the cousin like, what's the problem? Yeah. She's pumped. She's about to get banged out. You know,
she's going to movies with 10, like 15 year old. What did, and Quaylon is nice when he like is with the daughter, interacts with the daughter. It does seem very genuine. Yeah. And Quaylon was there for, I mean, Chevelle was there, I guess. You saw the, how the family wasn't there for him. So I don't know. Maybe they could work it out. But
I mean,
Quaylon convinced me that he does love Chevelle, but I feel like Chevelle is in a different planet.
Yes, I would agree. They're very non-compelling to me.
Oh, yeah. It's like, bizarre.
I would
daughter
cut them.
Seems okay.
I would cut Brittany and Marcelino, even though I like them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we need one more wacko couple and then it'd be perfect.
Yes.
All right, guys, that's it. We'll be back.
Shoot us a review, please.
Shoot us a review. We'll love you forever. And until then, stay safe out there. We'll be back.